Mexico regulator rejects claims of crime-linked casino licenses. Mexico's gambling regulator has rejected claims that casino licenses were granted to a company linked to an alleged criminal figure, following reports that triggered a dispute across the country's gaming sector. The Secretaría de Gobernación, SEGOB, said the licenses referenced in recent media coverage were issued only after a court order, pushing back against allegations that 20 permits had been improperly authorized. Dispute over license claims. The controversy emerged after a report suggested that multiple casino licenses had been granted to a company connected to the family of Hernán Bermúdez Requena, a former state security official who is currently detained and facing criminal charges. Bermúdez Requena has been accused of ties to organized crime, including alleged links to the group Liberadora, which authorities say operates as part of a wider cartel structure. SEGOB stated that the licenses in question were awarded through a legal process involving the Metropolitan Regional Chamber of Administrative Justice. According to the regulator, the permits were not freely granted but issued in compliance with a court ruling. The authority also said the casinos referenced in the reports have not begun operations and that certain licenses have already been suspended. Clarifications on license scope. Officials added that the licenses were not controlled by a single company, contradicting claims that one entity had been granted broad operational rights. Instead, they said the permits were tied to separate entities under existing regulatory structures. Former Interior Minister Luisa Maria Alcalde also addressed the claims, stating that the company linked to Bermúdez Requena's family had originally received a single license in 2017. She explained that additional permits were later issued only after legal action against the regulator, which resulted in a court order requiring SEGOB to grant approvals under specific conditions. Those conditions limited the scope of the licenses and excluded key gambling activities such as slot machines and table games. Alcalde said the restrictions reduced the commercial viability of the licenses and that they have not been actively used. Industry response. The Association of License Holders, Operators and Suppliers of the Entertainment and Gaming Industry, AIEJA, backed the regulator's position, calling for accurate reporting and greater attention to documented facts. The group said public discussion of licensing decisions should reflect the legal framework governing the sector, noting that the industry operates under ongoing supervision and regulatory oversight. The dispute highlights ongoing scrutiny around licensing practices in Mexico's gambling market, particularly when allegations intersect with broader concerns about governance and transparency.